Hi, welcome to Nature Trust. I'm your host, Jeff Britton.
Well, I've got Matt Jones here in the studio again, and he is with the Allen County Partnership for Water Quality. Okay, so I like water like everybody else, and sometimes I buy bottled water, and sometimes I go to the tap. When I look around, the rivers are kind of brown, and I don't know, it seems like such a big system. I'm not sure what I can do about it.
We're in the course of separating out storm drains from sanitary drains. Of course, sanitary drains, we all want to go through the waste treatment plant and get processed. Then the clean effluent then makes its way into the river. Now, for the storm drains, that goes directly out to the river without being processed. And it's prone to all sorts of different things like
oil, I suppose, from the roads.
From the roads, and somebody changing their car oil in the driveway that makes its way in there. Washing your car on the street and that sort of thing. You get all the soap that comes off of that. Maybe somebody accidentally applied some fertilizer or herbicide just before all this rain hit, and guess where it went?
Into the storm sewer and then into the river.
Exactly. And what's that mean? Well, a lot of that likes to bond the soil particles and ends up in the mouth of the Maumee there in Toledo, Ohio. And when certain things like phosphorus collect over a period of time, you get these things like 6-mile algae blooms that go out from the mouth of the Maumee out into Lake Erie. Not very pleasant.
That sounds like some good drinking.
And that's what we really would like to avoid. Not only that, but you don't want to boat through green scum.
Sure. How much silt?
300 million cubic yards of silt.
That's a lot of silt.
A lot of silt. Since this is the largest tributary into the Great Lakes, it makes sense that it would be carrying a very large sediment load. So there are literally hundreds of thousands of tons of sediment that are dredged out at an expense of millions of dollars and creating islands in the middle of Lake Erie where there weren't any islands before. Now we're trying to find other uses for it. But the fact is, whether or not we put it in Lake Erie, it's still more silt than needs to be there. And it clogs up the fish gills and it impairs the nurseries for the fish, the hatcheries. And we have actually one of the most productive river systems in the eastern part of the United States with some of the best diversity, as well as Western Lake Erie Basin is responsible for about 75% of the commercial and sport fishing that happens on Lake Erie.
300 million cubic yards of silt. And some of that comes from me, and some of that comes from you, I suppose. So let's all get together and try to cut back on silt. All right. Cut back on silt.
Nature Trust is recorded at Monastic Chambers Recording Studio in New Haven, Indiana. This show is a production of Acres Land Trust. You can call Acres at 1-260-637-2273. Or visit us on our website at acreslandtrust.org. And tell them Jeff sent you.
This land is your land, so get out there, take a hike.